This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
There it is, Mr. Chris Arnold. Join us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. You got myself, Corey Majors, alongside Alec Medford, and we'll be rolling with you for the entire week. Don't forget, on Friday, we'll be at Left Bank in Fort Worth, hanging out at Buffalo Wild Wings, and look forward to seeing you there for all the festivities and fun as we tell Kevin, see you next year.
Is that what you told Mike, too?
Tell Mike that. So that goes back.
Yeah, we're all those guys.
That goes back to, and we're waiting on Stephen Jones. We'll talk with him in just a moment. But that goes back to a time where Kevin complained about it, all right? And he said the dumbest thing that somebody will say around the holidays is see you next year. And what do we do whenever Kevin says he doesn't like something? We attack it. All right. Like, that is something. Look, man, there were shirts that said take a load off. Did Kevin get them made? Yes, he got them made. But he just had to give in. He realized there's no reason for me to argue and fight against this anymore. I'm just going to have to give in and enjoy take a load off. But if something's irritating Kevin, it's just more fun to dig in on that. So every year at this time, I tell him, see you next year.
So see you next year to Kevin, and Mike is taking a load off.
Yes, Mike is definitely taking a load off. He did hop on with us, though.
He sure did.
He did hop on with us. I'm typically not one of those that's like, hey, on your vacation, do you want to work a little bit? But he did hop on with us today, so that was pretty nice of him. I did see this from over the weekend from Miles Garrett. Now, Miles Garrett, local product,
Arlington
who has
Martin.
Gone on to be a fantastic football player, as a matter of fact, got his 100th sack over the weekend. He said, for me, I mean, first of all, I want to win. I want the Browns to be able to put me and us in a position to win. I'm not trying to rebuild. I'm trying to win right now. I want to be a parent when the season's over and we have those discussions. I want them to be able to illuminate that for me, illustrate for me so that we can get something done, because I want to know that you guys are planning for the near future, not for further down the road. I don't want to rebuild. So that rebuild part of it is really interesting to me, because I feel like a lot of players that are at the top of their game and they're seeing themselves on bad teams have that opinion. The J.J. Watts, we've seen they're like, either build this thing right now, or you're going to have to look at letting me go somewhere else, because I'm not going to be happy here. I've got everything I need. Mm-hmm. So far, I've gotten everything that I want. I got the money. I've had the chance to play at the highest level, but now it's time for me to win at the highest level. I'm not saying, do you go make a trade? Yeah, of course you make a trade. You make an offer for Miles Garrett if you have an opportunity to get him, especially if at the end of the season, Jerry Jones had that discussion with us last week that DeMarcus Lawrence, he thinks, is a Cowboy forever. Yeah. But, I mean, that's a perfect opportunity to have a player like that opposite of Micah Parsons. But the feeling of you're not building around me, and that feeling, I always get a little nervous whenever players are starting to sound off like that. They start to, in the Cowboys around here, it isn't typically that way, because the Cowboys are always, we're trying to be competitive. That satisfies the players, it satisfies the fan base, until you get a year like this when they aren't competitive and you're like, what the hell happened?
A quick fix for the Browns would be if Kirk Cousins is available, because he would be cheap. It'd be just like the Russell Wilson going to the Steelers for like $2 million and Denver ate the rest of it. Atlanta's going to eat the most of his contract. But if they're moving on from him, he could fit. You know, they'd have to eat Deshaun Watson's contract anyway. They can't afford anybody else. And you don't have to start from scratch with a rookie and hope you get a draft pick that's decent. You can say, guess what? Kirk Cousins, we can slot you in. The team is already built. We just don't have a quarterback.
Yeah,
Jameis might get mad, but.
Yeah, and I think.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Jameis is a completely, like, that's a day worth of conversation, right?
He's so fun to listen to.
He is, I don't know what happened recently. My TikTok is just exploding with Jameis Winston.
The quotes.
Appreciation videos. It's just constant, like, it's the first thing every time. Tell us about the pain. And he's just pain. Mm-hmm. It was pain everywhere. And then it's just all these clips of how, like, entertaining he's been the field. But that is, Jameis Winston is the reality. He is good enough to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. He is also bad enough to not be a starting quarterback in the NFL. And that's a weird dichotomy for a guy like him.
Did he like throw 30 picks and 30 touchdowns in the same season?
He's that guy.
Yeah. It's mesmerizing how you can be equally as amazing and equally as terrifyingly bad in certain situations. But, you know, I mean, he's a guy that I would want on the roster just for the moral support. I mean, he's experienced stuff. He started in the league for a long time, so he could at least give you some sort of like veteran presence for maybe if your second string, your true backup is a younger guy that you drafted. Sure, but yeah, I do kind of like the Kirk Cousins idea for Cleveland. I don't hate it just because, like you said, with Deshaun's dead money that they're going to have to eat if they do move on, when they move on. It's inevitable at this point in my mind. They're going to have to look for something very, very cheap. And whether it's drafting and getting a bridge quarterback or just saying we have a lot of talent here still with Jerry Jeudy, with, you know, when healthy, unfortunately, Nick Chubb, with Myles Garrett, so on and so forth. We've got this talent. We got to find a way to make it work. And a veteran quarterback might be the only answer there. So that's the one team that I'm staying far away from if I am a free agent, though. One, because they don't have money. Mm-hmm. And two, what are they going to do? And for Myles Garrett, it's a reasonable question to ask.
Absolutely.
At this point,
absolutely.
Like, because getting the money has to be amazing. Getting that signing bonus wired to you at 3 a.m, waking up and seeing that, you have to be like, man, this is great. After what, 3 years of just incompetence, general disgusting football, awful decision-making, that money that they theoretically save by extending you and your price is getting cheaper and cheaper each year compared to the market value, that money going towards trading for Deshaun Watson and giving him the single ugliest contract in professional sports history, at some point you have to kind of bat an eye and say, I like what y'all had kind of drawn up, but it's not exactly working.
Yeah, they should have kept Baker. That's all. Just kept Baker. Baker was foolish enough to play on an injured shoulder, and that's what cost him his deal.
You think that was the thing for him, that it was less about, like, he needed to move on because he needed to get out of that organization?
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Right now, we talk to Stephen Jones, Executive Vice President for your Dallas Cowboys, brought to you by North Texas Ford Dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Stephen, how are we feeling today?
Oh, we're doing good. I'm really thrilled with our big win yesterday. And, you know, just obviously hats off to the team and our coaches who got them prepared and be real easy to mail it in. But our guys are fighting their ass off against a team who, you know, is a playoff caliber team that needed that win. And I thought we went out and deserved to win the game and held on there at the end.
Stephen, can you kind of describe your emotions and the emotions kind of around you whenever you saw that Washington got the win and the Cowboys were officially eliminated?
Yeah, I mean, we watched every play all the way to the end, and must say, as long a shot as it was for our team to get in, you know, it was like a gut punch when you know, they ended up Washington ended up winning that game. Obviously, thank the world Dan Quinn and what he's about, and always hard to root for the Eagles anytime, but certainly we were wanting to keep our our hopes alive there. But like I said, we're in it to win these games. I think it means a lot to this team, not only for this year, but for our future, you know, to really show people what kind of team we are. We've battled through a lot of challenges this year and obviously got off to a, you know, middle of the season there after we started off 3-2, a bumpy 3-2, but then obviously lost the 5 games there. But I think to show people what our players are all about, obviously Mike and his staff are just doing a hell of a job keeping everybody dialed in, and it means a lot to the organization.
I tell you what, it means a lot to a lot of people who look at teams elsewhere and see some dysfunction. And the Cowboys, they don't have that going on. In fact, I think what you guys have shown this season is you've got some talented players who care through all of this adversity and having the opportunity to show that they're not making business decisions out there. They're trying to win.
Yeah, it was one hell of a game. I think Chris Collinsworth, at one point, we keep him on in the background, and they said, he said it's like we were playing go to the Super Bowl. There were a lot of licks being passed out there, a lot of wood getting chopped, and a lot of competing going on both sides of the ball. Hats off to the Bucks. They played their ass off too. Obviously, we also and have been around him here in Texas and Oklahoma. What a competitor he is. But, that was just a hell of a football game. If you're not you can't enjoy that, you're not a fan of football. And, we're just, like you said, I mean, our guys are in it to show, that they have a lot of pride. And, this is a team that's, been NFC East champs and had won 12 games 3 years running. And obviously wanting to show everybody what these guys are all about. And, that's with about over 40% of our salary cap on IR right now. So, and those are some of the guys we think the most of that are some of our biggest competitors as well. But to see CeeDee Lamb out there competing like he's competing already, everybody says, well, they get paid and they don't play the same way. And certainly he's showing everybody that, it's not all about the money. It's about competing and winning and being the best you can be. So hats off to him as well.
Steven, I thought without Eric Kendricks yesterday, you got a really good chance to take a look at some of your linebacker depth in Nick Vigil and Maris Taliaferro. And I thought they played fantastic. What did you see from those young guys?
Well, Maris, a young guy who's obviously just getting going, and he just continues to make plays, punching balls out, all around the ball, making big hits. There was a lot of big hits yesterday, and between him and Wilson and, A.O., our corner, I think we've no telling how many combinations of corners we've had out there. But certainly, guys just out there competing. But Maris played a hell of a game. And then Vigil, just a pro. I mean, he's been in this league a while, veteran guy who knows Mike Zimmer's system, knows how to call, get our defenses lined up and run right. So I thought he really stepped up, and Kendricks is absent and, as you said, played one hell of a game.
That offensive line, it looked like Cooper Rush had time to look around. He looked very calm in the pocket last night. Does that offensive line feel like it's coming together the way you'd expected it to, or is it kind of still a turnstile at a lot of spots there?
Well, we're obviously having to play several guys, and I have had a lot of combinations this year. But, they're just a good group of men who like to work together. They got a lot of pride in what they do. Obviously, running the ball was tough sledding. We knew that coming in. When you got a guy like Vitavea in there who's holding down the middle, we knew it would be tough running the ball. But, we did what we had to do to make the plays when we needed to make the plays. And I thought Cooper did a hell of a job. Rico made, ran and got what little what little was there. But I also did a good job catching the ball out of the backfield for us and making some plays there. So, it was just a great team effort. And I fully expect our guys to have a great week of practice and come back and try to give Philly a problem with their playoff seed. So we're We're wanting to win these football games. It means a lot, not only for this year, but for our future.
Trying to be the Grinch against Philly. Got to like that a
lot. Spoilers.
There's going to be continue to be this this conversation for the next couple weeks here, and then until anything else is decided. But Mike McCarthy and where he stands with this organization, is that an off-season discussion, off-season decision? Would you like to kind of clarify how you feel about what he's doing in this job?
Well, he's doing a great job, right now. And there, like I said, there's a lot of teams who would have dysfunction with their season being over. And, disenchanted, Mike's kept the group together. Not surprising. I mean, Mike's a Super Bowl champion coach who's been to several, NFC championship games. Mike Zimmer, not only has, been a very successful coordinator in this league, but a successful head coach. So this doesn't surprise me. I mean, these guys are professionals, and we'll start worrying about the future when we're through playing the Commanders on our last football game of the year.
All right. Thank you very much, Stephen. Appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you next week. Good, sir.
Great being on, guys.
Merry Christmas, Stephen.
Merry Christmas.
Take care.
There you go. Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. And that was, I think that's that conversation right there with McCarthy.
That's a good question.
Just keep pushing it off, and they'll talk about it later.
He surgically asked it, and he answered it the best he could because, again, there's something to be said. This team has not quit and started pointing fingers at each other. There's something to be said for this adversity. And you just look at the Jets and the Giants and the mess that they've got.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a mess. That's what makes it hard to figure out exactly how to take that next step and get it out of the first round.
We do have some Cowboys news, regards to the broadcast schedule. We do have a flex for this coming week. Week 17, the Green Bay Packers at Minnesota game has been moved to 3:25 Central, 4:25 Eastern. That means the Cowboys and Eagles game will be played at noon Central.
It makes sense because whoever wins that game between Minnesota and Green Bay wins the first seed in the NFC. It's that clear cut. It's not even just the division. It's the number one seed in the NFC. It's so good, it almost should be Sunday Night Football.
It's a smart decision. Mm-hmm. I mean,
you can't be mad at that.
One, I'm a big fan of the Cowboy noon games because I just want to get it out of the way.
Day over with.
Yes, just get my day moving. I want to enjoy my evening with no stress, no weight on my shoulders. And two, like CA was saying, that's a huge game there. So I'm excited that that's going to be America's Game of the Week.
All right. Well, there it is right there. We'll have more information as it comes to you. That's what we do here on 105.3 The Fan. We stay live. We stay local with all these great hosts we have on this station. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with Jared Sandler. Talk a little bit about what the Rangers did and what their next moves might be next in The Fan.